listener production.
The police force at crisis point in the northeast, farmers groups demanding climate action under the new government, and proof Stanhope has the best cheese. Hi, it's Lee Jollo with a local news update. Sunny for the border northeast and Goulburn Valley, mostly sunny in Gippsland. We are heading for tops of 19 in Albury-Wodonga and Shepparton, and 17 for Warragul. Let's get to it. Victoria Police has been given 14 days to come up with a plan to address crippling workforce shortages being experienced by Wodonga Police. The Police Association held crisis talks with members at the station yesterday who say they're fed up with having their pleas for help ignored by senior command. It comes as the northeast region struggles to operate with more than 50 officers on some form of leave. Police Association Secretary Wayne Gatt says the government was able to rally numbers to support the border lockdown so they know it can be done.
What we're saying is mobilise those same people, mobilise just a handful of those people to come and help the community of Wodonga and come and help the community of Wodonga's police so that they can get out and do the job community expects.
Indi MP Helen Haynes says the groundswell of support for independence this election is a show no seat is truly safe anymore. Ms Haynes recorded a swing of 7.3% her way to party preferred, while the Nats only just got over the line in Nicholls, where fellow independent Rob Priestley pushed the National Sam Birrell all the way.
We saw Rob Priestley campaign very, very strongly and has fired a very, very powerful shot across the bow to the National Party in Nicholls. I mean, here in Indi, the National Party vote absolutely collapsed. So the National Party are absolutely on warning in regional Victoria.
New Nicholls MP Mr Birrell will now pack up and head to Canberra to get his new career underway, but he'll face a challenge to get his promised projects over the line, given the coalition are no longer in power. Mr Birrell says water will be a top priority on day one. Farmers for Climate Action say voters have sent a clear message to our pollies. They want more to be done to combat climate change as well. The organisation calling for deep emissions reductions this decade in the hope local farmers won't have to deal with disasters like fires and floods. CEO Fiona Davis believes climate change policies were instrumental in Labor's win.
The issue of climate change was incredibly important, and the vote for climate was not just seen in city seats for Teal Independence. In regional seats across the country, voters backed candidates who backed stronger climate policy.
Stanhope cheese is the best of the best. The town's Fonterra site has taken home 9 medals at the Australian Dairy Product Awards. Fonterra regional manager Stephen Taylor telling WIN News he goes into their perfect Italiano brand.
Yeah, well, Stanhope has been known as the tastiest cheese town. And we've been making cheese here at Stanhope for 100 years this year.
Looking at some sport now, and in Gippsland League, Sale continues to march on undefeated after thumping Warragul at the weekend. They're on top with a massive percentage of 412.7, hard to see anyone stopping them. The game of the round came between Mafra and Leongatha. In the end, the visitors getting the win by just 3 points. Meantime, Traralgon stayed second after downing the third-place Bairnsdale. Moe down Druin in a low scorer, and Wonthaggi far too good for Morwell. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.